equipping you with practical wisdom from God's Word that can make a difference in your life. You're listening to WHAZ Troy, WMYY Schoharie, WBAR-FM Lake Luzerne, and WMNV Rupert, Vermont. Along with WHAZ.com on the Internet, this is the Alive Radio Network.
Must come together out of obedience and for God's glory. Join us now as we reason together.
This is Al Garrow of Abba Ministries. If you would like this message in its entirety, listen for contact information at the close of the program. Our prayer is that this timely message will stir your heart and spirit to begin to walk the road to unity.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Joe. I am your host for this
morning's edition of the Road to Unity broadcast.
This morning I have on the phone Tim Warlick. Tim, would you say hello to us?
Hello.
Tim Warlick is calling us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tim, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us just a brief synopsis of your background, where you've been, and how you got into this fascinating work of the road to unity for the body of Christ worldwide.
Well, I guess I'd call myself layperson with strong interests in Christian unity, working now primarily through some internet ministries with other people and with some internet websites that I administer myself. Where I come from is that I was raised in a good Christian family. As a member of the Church of Christ, which is an excellent church and a fine group of Christians that really strong in the Word, and they really taught me to love the Bible, and I'll always value them for that. In the particular congregations that I was in, though, the congregation that I was in really only recognized about four or five other congregations in the entire United States as being truly Christian, within the Churches of Christ, and there are many Churches of Christ. We essentially, I guess you might call us separatists, and essentially believe that we had the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and nobody else had it. And therefore, we sought to worship God in that way, all by ourselves. And that separatist attitude, that attitude of really almost a holier-than-thou attitude, based on a variety of Christian doctrines, led that particular congregation to eventually split up and die off when they finally closed the doors. There were only three people in attendance when at one time they had a couple of hundred people in attendance. Well, seeing that church die off certainly had an effect on me. As I grew, I left the church entirely, and as I grew and left home. And then about 20 years ago, I came back. God delivered me back to Jesus, and I began to seek him in his word. And the more I looked in the word for the letter of the law that I'd been brought up in, the more I found where the Bible says the letter kills and the spirit gives life. And the more I realized that Christian unity, among all Christian denominations, Christian unity of all believers, whether they're in a denomination or a non-denomination. As I read the Bible, I kept finding more and more scriptures that showed that Christian unity among all believers was really what was important. It was something not only had that separatist group that I was with in the Church of Christ missed it, but in effect, all Christian denominations and all Christian groups had missed that, the importance of what I'll call a spiritual Christian unity among all who believe in Christ. And I started at that time working more and more for the purpose of Christian unity among all believers, and continued to do that until really, I suppose, the major break came long about 6 or 7 years ago, roughly, when the Internet began to take off. What I found was that on the Internet, through email lists and websites, I found other people in other denominations, in all sorts of variety of Christian groups and denominations and non-denominations, who also had the same love of Christian unity and interest in Christian unity that I did. And I've been working in that area ever since.
Yes, and there are some interesting things there that you brought up. Tim, in your assessment, what is Christianity? I mean, what are some points that are emphasized in the message of Christianity? And
I think that's a really good question. What is Christianity? It's so important to start there because there really is no agreement as to what Christian unity is. For a lot of people, it immediately suggests some kind of an organizational thing or structural thing. We believe that Christian unity starts as a spiritual thing, and we feel no obligation to suggest that it's anything structural or organizational. By that, what we mean is really Christian unity starts with believers right where they are. Okay, and whatever organization or denomination they're in, we don't believe that any official organization is required. We don't want to change anybody's denomination that they've got, any organization that they've got. That's their business. That's how they worship God. And whether you're in a denomination or non-denomination or maybe even just a home church, that's really your business, and we consider that a matter of you worshiping the Master the way that you want to, and we're not supposed to be judging the way another person worships the Master.
What are some key issues for Christianity in the Christian ecumenical world today? What have been some obstacles that you've seen that may have existed in denominations against Christianity? It sounds, you know, for a person to try to insinuate that some people are for Christian unity and others are not is very, that's a tough thing to say, because you would think anyone in the body of Christ would want to be following according to the Word of God and have fellowship with other people of like faith. But
you're right there. There are a lot of people that have an element of a belief of Christian unity that is similar to what that separatist group I was talking about that I once participated in. And the element is that our doctrine makes us so much better that we're either the best possible Christians or we're the only Christians. And
is it a pride in their doctrine? Have they been taught their doctrine so well that they pretty much have a systematic argument for that? And is that a barrier?
Oh, I think that's a huge barrier. I think that's probably the main barrier is pride in doctrine. So that we believe that it's really our doctrine that makes us better, and it's our doctrine that makes our worship correct. In a sense, you have to worship according to the doctrine that you believe. You must worship as you believe.
Sure.
But for another Christian to come along and say that even though you believe in Christ, and even though Jesus died for your sins, I have some kind of a better righteousness than you do, or I have more love of God than you do because of this other doctrine. Well, that's just not true. So the Bible clearly says that we're all equal in the righteousness of God that's given to us through faith in Christ, and that we're all equal in the love of God with Jesus, according to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all equal, and recognizing that equality in Christ that we think is the basis of Christian unity.
So love then would be a key issue for Christian unity.
Yeah, love definitely is a big issue that you have to be willing to love all who believe in Christ, even if their denomination or non-denomination teaches a doctrine that's not exactly like yours. That's where the unity and diversity concept comes in, and we have to really stress the essentials, which is that Jesus died for us all. You know, that's what we seek really more than anything is Christian unity and what Jesus did for us all on the cross. We think that there's no more important Christian doctrine than that, than the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for the remission of the sins of every one of us. And we believe that belief in Jesus and what he did for us on the cross, that is the common thread through all the mainline Christian denominations, all the big Christian denominations. We think that's absolutely essential as part of the definition of what is and isn't Christian. If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't believe he died for your sins, if you don't believe that you have to repent and claim his blood for the remission of your sins, then you're not Christian. You know, that's where we think Christian unity starts.
Mm-hmm. So then, what is the, if you could put your finger on one it's a tough thing to do. Let's say if there are one or two things that are the biggest barriers to spiritual Christian unity, which in love and forgiveness and holiness, what would they be?
Well, let me first begin to define what I would call, you know, the minimum required for Christian unity. People, as soon as they hear Christian unity, they think, well, there's some kind of compromise. We're going to throw out all of our beliefs. No, you hold your beliefs and respect the beliefs of others. We're not asking anybody to give anything up. What we need to do is stress unity in what Jesus did for us all on the cross. And as far as that, there are some details associated with that. So we make sure we're talking about the same Jesus. Immediately people say, well, oh, maybe the Mormons, they believe in that Jesus died on the cross. But really, when you examine it, you find out in detail, it really is a different Jesus that they're talking about. Some of the key points, to put it in one sentence, is that we seek spiritual Christian unity in love, forgiveness, and holiness with all who believe to repentance in Jesus of the Bible, agreeing in the deity of Jesus as part of the triune God. Now, there's a lot of details there. The triune God, belief in the Bible, holiness, forgiveness, repentance, love, and the fact that it's a spiritual connection that we're to unite in. You know, God is love, and Jesus is God's love to all of us. When we unite in that love that God has for all of his children, for all who believe in Jesus, that's a spiritual unity.
And that's really...
These issues like the triune God, that's almost a given. There are, of course, those people that want to argue about whether the triune God is more of the Trinity or more of a one God. But the Bible says very clearly that it's both. And the reason that's a given is because in the first place, all of the...
Barriers must fall. The body of Christ must come together in unity of the Spirit to reach this region for the Lord. There is a spiritual revolution on the horizon. The true church of the 21st century will not be silenced. They'll unite for the glory of our God.
The Road to Unity is sponsored by ABBA Worldwide Ministries Incorporated. Send all correspondence to ABBA, that's ABBA, at Post Office Box 2281, Wilton, New York, 12831. Our phone number is area code 518-664-3122. Our email address is abbaworldwide@aol.com. Remember, the road to unity is paved with love. Let's walk the road to unity together.